This chazor is a chinesh of Baruch Ches Rishagav and Yehuda Masechet Menachos Daf Lamed Ches Perik HaTcheles Perik Revi Zok the Heilige Mishnah Mesiyata Deshmaya. The tchelas strings of the tzitzis are not essential to the white strings are not essential to the tchelas strings. The tefillin shel yad are not essential to the tefillin shel roish. The tefillin shel roish are not essential to the tefillin shel yad. Frech the Gemara. Do we have to say maybe that our Mishnah Dechari doesn't follow Rebbe? Well, because the Braisa says, Rebbe says, the pasuk of Reisa Moise teaches that the tchelas and the white strings are essential to each other. The Achamim say that they're not essential to each other. And the Gemara just explains that Rebbe's view is based on the word hakonof, which he says teaches that the tzitzis should be made of the material of the garment, meaning white. And then it says psil techeles, and the pasuk then says reisem oisoi, which teaches that the tzitzis are not kosher unless both of the strings are present. The Rabbanon hold reisem oisoi it oisoi. That implies that even that each one by itself would make it kosher. So the Braisa continues, though, maybe we say that our Mishnah doesn't follow Rebbe. And for tomorrow, Rebbe, the name Rav said, the Mishnah could follow Rebbe. Because the Mishnah only means to say that whichever was put into the garment first, whether it was the white or the blue that was put in first, that would be kosher. The Mishnah needed to teach this because the Braisa says it's a mitzvah to put in the white threads before putting in the tcheles, but if the tcheles were put in first, he's yaitzah, but he lacks a mitzvah. What does it mean he lacks the mitzvah? It can't mean that by putting in the tchelas first, he lacks the entire mitzvah of the white strings, but it's joyce the mitzvah of the tchelas, because Rebbe says that the white strings and the tchelas are essential to each other. And for the Gemara, Yehuda name Rav said, it means that he did not do the mitzvah in the best way, but he's still joyce. For the Gemara, that can explain what it meant when the Mishnah says that the white strings are not essential to the tchelas. What is meant when the Mishnah says that the tchelas is not essential to the white threads? We find that Shmuel explained the Mishnah in this way to Levi as well. But again, what's meant when the Mishnah says that the tchelas is not essential to the white threads? And for the Gemara, Rami Rachama said, this part of the Mishnah refers to a garment made of tchelas, in which case it's a mitzvah to put the tchelas strings in first based on the pasuk of Hakonof. However, if the white strings were put in first, he'll still be Yaitza. Frekt Rava, does the color of the garment determine the order of which tzitzis are supposed to be put in first? Of course not. Even if the garment is of tchelas, the white strings should surely be put in first. And for the Gemara, rather, Rava said, the Mishnah's ruling is referring to where the tzitzis have ripped, leaving only small pieces remaining. The Mishnah is teaching that if there were valid tzitzis, and now only white strings remained in full, and the tchelas have only little pieces remaining, or vice versa, the tzitzis are still kosher. We find that the sons of Reb Chiya say that the little remaining pieces of tchelas, of the tzitzis, and the little remaining pieces of the ezoiv, meaning used for the paraduma, are kosher. How much of the string has to remain for it to be kosher? So Bar Hamduri, in the name of Shmuel, said it has to be enough to make a slipknot with them. In fact, does that mean that they have to be enough to make a slipknot of all of them together, which would require a longer amount, because a longer string, because it's a thicker, when it's all together, it's a thicker, like almost like a rope, or each one separately can make a slipknot, that's enough? Take Ubab Tashayla. Ravashi asked, if the pieces that remain are so thick that they can't be made into a slipknot, but if they were thinner, this length would be long enough. Is it kosher? Ravacha, the son of Rava, said, since they are more noticeable when they are thick, they are certainly kosher in this case as well. Who's the Tana that argues on Rebbe and holds that the white strings and the tchelas are not essential to each other? And for the March, Rabbi Yitzchak, in the name of Rabbi Nosson, in the name of Rabbi Yosef Glili, who says in a Braisa, in the name of Rabbi Yechon Benuri, that if one has no tchelas, he should use all white strings for his tzitzis. Zok Mar Vaita Rava said, we can learn from the ruling of Rabbi Chiya's sons that we have to tie a knot at every section of the braiding of the tzitzis, because if it's not required, then how can it be kosher when the loose strings have broken off? When they break off, they'll cause the knot all the way on top to open up. If there are no other knots further up, the entire tzitzis is going to unravel. It must be that every section is knotted. Zemar says, no, it's not a proof. Why? Because it may be that Rav Chiya's sons were referring to a case where every section happened to be knotted, but not that it's an actual requirement to be knotted.